Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all well. I hope you've all had a fantastic week so far. Now, episode number 31 of the podcast is called Where To Next. Now, if you are a personal trainer and you've been doing what you've been doing a while and you've grown a good business, a good reputation, good results, new to the industry personal trainers, hang on a minute, I'll get to you shortly. But if you've actually developed a business and you've got a reasonably decent reputation and it's growing, where do you go next? What do you do? Now, if you're new to the fitness industry, listen to this podcast. Because one of the most valuable things I was taught in the early days as a coach is to always have my eyes on the future. Because a lot of people tick over every single day. They don't have a grand master plan. And sometimes it actually takes a lot of time to get out of yourself what the grand master plan could potentially be. And in my case, I knew very early on, I had the vision of what I wanted to be known for, as, and what type of results or reputation for my results that I was going to have. And I knew very, very clearly from some work that I did specifically on my own for a while and with a mentor at the time. And I found out very quickly what I needed to do in order to get to where I wanted to be. And so every time there was a big shift, I had already prepared in advance everything. Whereas 3, 4, 5 years down the line, how many of you who are relatively and pretty, you know, lengthy period of time into your career now are ready for where to go next? Do you have anything in place that would help you make the next step? So, as a personal trainer, let's say most people, the first step they're going to make is moving on from a health club. It may be they want to go and work in a private facility such as my own, other big personal training brands. It may be they want to travel and be a PT in a different country. And that could be, for some people, their natural next step. And that may be all their or your aspirations may be. But with other coaches that I personally see, and as you will probably know, I mentor a lot of trainers all over the world and have a select group of people every 6 months coming on my mastermind program. And we spend a lot of our time trying to map out and build a framework to take them to the next step. And so I wanted to share with you a little bit of the thought processes we go through, some of the opportunities that are available, because I want to give you the opportunity to think outside the box, thinking a little bit past where you're at right now, and wondering if you did the work right now, could the next step be online training? Could the next step be an ebook? Could one of your big steps be writing a book, creating a video program, building a membership website? There are so many opportunities nowadays with the development of social media Many personal trainers for a long, long time would only have the opportunity to increase their hourly rate. There wasn't a lot of online coaching doing, and there certainly weren't many trainers developing education programs. Because we now have access and reach to so many people all over the world who eventually will buy our products or service. So there really is no better time to be exploring where you can go next. The problem for a lot of people, and I run into this so many times with the coaches I mentor and the business fitness entrepreneurs I mentor, is that they haven't really put anything in the background that's allowing them to take that next step. I'll give you an example. I think my next step's an ebook. Brilliant. Who's the audience? Well, I'm not really big on Instagram. I'm not really big on Facebook. Well, that's okay. I'm sure you built an email list over the last 5 years of being a trainer. I haven't really, no. I've just done my PT in the gym. So we then have to say, well, this is potentially going to take a little bit longer. We've always got things like Facebook ads to sell products, etc., etc. But then I speak to the trainer and go, you have a website, correct? No. So we've done 5 years as a PT in a gym, slowly increasing hourly rate from 30 to 35 to 40. And there's not been the foresight that a website would be of high value, a point of contact, an opportunity to collect data, i.e. an email address from people when they land on your website. Many trainers don't realize that on a website nowadays, which still on Google is your most valuable asset, where people can find out about you, where people can look at your contact details, where they can see what results you've got, they can learn more about you. It's still very, very valuable. Now, when people land on your website, how many of you have had the foresight to think about collecting someone's information? An email address. Are you giving a product away for free? Are you giving knowledge away for free in return for an email address? Many coaches aren't. So that 2, 3, 4 years from now, if you're 3 or 4 years into your career and you know you've still got a lot of learning to do, you're still going to be in the gym for the next 2 years, are you actually setting yourself up for where to go to next? You see, it's all good and well doing your PT right now, and then you're listening to this podcast and think, that's me, I'm ready for the next step. You know, I really want to do online coaching. Well, if you're doing online coaching, have you been spending a lot of time trying to grow your Instagram following with rich content directly going out to the audience of coaches or athletes or whoever it may be that you want to work with? So stopping you in your tracks right now and thinking, well, I've actually got nowhere to go next. And for some, I will say, well, unless you're very skilled at actually selling something on social media, on Facebook ads, then it's going to take you a little bit of time because you need to get people to know more about you. You need to get people to like you and you need to get people to trust you. And in order to do that, I'm using this podcast to give you the idea that 1 or 2 years down the line when you're ready to move, or if you are at the point now where you've got a certain amount of followers that are engaging with you, and your content is very relevant to the people you want to work with, and you're having people sending you messages, and you're not really looking and paying attention to the messages that are coming through. I had a friend of mine the other day who didn't realize the opportunity for the messages he was receiving on Facebook to build better relationships with people. And it was simply just replying with whatever the question was. So now when we look at where to next, we've got people to build relationships with on Instagram, got relationships to build on Facebook. If you're using Snapchat, it's the same thing. And I teach trainers a lot that their Instagram and their Facebook is a business tool. It's part of your business to expand, to work online, to present what you know, to present your knowledge, to present your results, to present your ideas, to show your journey and your training. And we really have this amazing opportunity now, guys, to showcase to the world who we are, what we believe in, what we know. And this is what I love about where we can go next. It's endless. Because back in the day when, like, I'm 40, so back in the day, like, I didn't have any opportunities to reach out to 10,000, 50,000, a million people in one day and share my message. And if you think nowadays that in a gym you can build a client portfolio of 50 sessions a week in 4 or 5 months if you're good at what you do, and that really is the ceiling on your opportunity. And that kind of was where you were in the past. And your next step in any business, for example, was moving up to manager level where the salary was a bit better. And I did it. You know, I was a personal trainer in a gym earning a certain amount of salary for doing, earning for myself a certain amount of money for training clients. And then I got to the point where a management opportunity was available. And I said, I'm in. You know, more opportunity, growth. And then I stopped and went, no. I'm a personal trainer. There's better ways to scale my revenue and my reputation by doing other things relative specifically to being a coach. And then what tends to happen is as your following grows, and I'm not talking about, you know, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 plus. I'm talking about 2,000, 3,000 people. That's thousands of people. You only probably need 10 or 15 online clients to be able to start increasing your monthly revenue. And I'm going to open your eyes to something now, which very, very few people really think about. But with the modern age of Facebook advertising, you can actually target people who are interested in your page, who have viewed content, who have interacted with your videos, and you can actually, through targeted advertising on social media, promote what you do to people or offer something of very high value, such as a free download, which can bring people into your world that you can directly then upsell, offer some level of online training. So a lot of people now are panicking that they've only got 2,000 followers on social media, but the people that are interacting with you have friends. And through the power of things such as Facebook, you can actually get access to these friends and you can put a promotion of free product. Guys, you see it every single day. Download my free weight loss guide. Download my free calorie calculator. Every single one of those is collecting an email address, and you guys get emailed every day. I get emails every single day. In fact, I download things every single week for free because I'm very interested in the free download, but I know I'm going to be sold to as a result. So a lot of you are panicking, you know, or I haven't got a following, I can't do this, I can't do that. You can. Because social media nowadays makes it very, very easy for us to actually try and target and get in front of people so that we can actually say to them, look, I've got a really, really exciting offer. I've got something that's for free. And then when I can start communicating with you on email every day, I get the opportunity to sell you something. And like it or lump it, guys, you know, in order for you to be successful, in order for you to grow your business, in order for you to go to the next stage, if it's revenue that you want to make authentically because you're very good at what you do and you deserve to earn more, you deserve to have a better quality of life because you've helped hundreds and hundreds of people achieve fantastic results and you want to reach a bigger web of people, then you need to be able to think, how do I capitalize on more people that we have access to nowadays? And so social media is the thing. It really is the thing. It's the way that you have the opportunity to scale what you do. So I don't want you to sit here at this podcast and think, Jesus, you know, he's blown my mind. There's so much to think about. There's so much complication. What I don't want you to do is sit in your gym and say to yourself, you know, I'm doing 40 sessions a week. This is me. This is it. You know, obviously I've moved into teaching and we sell ebooks and we do various different things, but I capitalize very much on who's available to us. And like you, there's a lot of people available to you too. So, guys, this is a lot of what I've talked to you about today. It is very much what I do with people in terms of helping explore what you do in your field and explore where you can go to next. And I have some pretty simple strategies that I use to brain dump with my clients to help get clarity as to what the next steps are. And when we lay it out, you'll see very clearly in front of you what opportunities, what possibilities are available. And if you've listened to this podcast and you feel that you've got value and you understand now that there's a lot more inside you that you can develop from, then go out there and get it. Write down on a piece of paper what you think you're missing and then go out and get it. Or build a platform which allows you to move forward. Build a website. Type in the internet funnel. Look at what a funnel is with marketing. Understand how you can communicate with your customers. And if a lot of this is a little bit of a wash to you, a little bit hazy, then drop me a message on Instagram. Ask me a way that you could actually get something from the podcast, something that you can get, whether it's a call with me, whether it's a question you've got for me, just drop me a message on Instagram. I'll be happy to share something with you. I'll be happy to look at your Instagram page and say, look, here's where you could be going from here. But where next is a very, very big thing. And where next is what stops a lot of people because they don't truly see where is next. So I hope today's podcast has helped. I hope it's given you some ideas to think about. And realize this, guys, that there is a lot of opportunities for us nowadays. Fitness professionals have a great opportunity to grow and develop. And so don't allow yourself to be locked down. Chance to grow, guys. Have a fantastic evening. Take care. Bye.